Well, I think you bring up a couple of really, really interesting points here regarding how you do a better job of managing your career and thinking about how you are going to advance in your career. And it's, you know, it's not so much about the company you work for or the department you work in. It's the people that you're going to be associated with and what you are going to be able to learn from them to help advance your career.
Yeah. The names of our companies are changing more and more, and the companies divide and merge, and, you know, there's so much going on that level. But connecting with people who share your work ethic, connecting with people who share what you care about in your work, connecting with people who are smart in the way you like to have, you know, people around you who participate in conversations that are interesting to you. It doesn't matter what the name of the organization is. It doesn't matter. Corporations will come and go. Things will rise and fall. But really getting around the people that you most resonate with, I think that's what's the most important in managing your career. And mentoring is a great way to think about those very questions. Who do I want around me for the long haul? Because I think that, I mean, it's been clear for a long time now, we have to manage our own careers. That's just, there is no career management program out there that any company is offering that's going to help us over the long haul. There are a few very unusual companies where there's long tenure, that sort of thing. But most people in this country, I mean, the story is that you're going to have to be changing jobs, changing companies. That will come and go. But these relationships can last a lifetime. If you really connect with somebody, I encourage people to, you know, keep a list. I like them to keep one of those old-fashioned marble notebooks. You know, really keep a list of people that you have a lot of respect for and you would like to know and you'd like to keep in touch with over time. And even if it's just a matter of connecting once a year or, you know, having lunch once a year with somebody, if you're really having those kinds of conversations where you're asking questions that are vital to you and you're, you know, putting out ideas that you think are interesting and getting feedback around those conversations can be pivotal and really be career makers in the end.